This episode of China Money Podcast is sponsored by Lehman Brown, a China accounting, audit, and advisory firm. Golden Gate, a law firm providing a full range of legal services in China. Covert Limited, a leading internet privacy tool. And 51mice.com, a comprehensive online platform for meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions in China. Please go to our website, chinamoneynetwork.com, and click on our sponsors' links. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Hello, everyone. Welcome to China Money Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Xiang. Our guest today is Bill Liu, founder and CEO of Royal Corporation, a Shenzhen-based rollable screen and flexible display company. With a $3 billion valuation, Royal is the largest tech startup focused on flexible display globally. Liu founded Royal in 2012 after receiving his PhD degree in electrical engineering from Stanford University at the age of 26 and a short working experience at IBM's R&D department. He graduated earlier from Tsinghua University with a master's and bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. He spoke with me earlier this month at the company's Shenzhen headquarters. Here is our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Okay, so Royal's main product is the rollable screen. So do you think the rollable screen is going to be as revolutionary as a touch screen?
Well, when we founded the company, we believe that flexible electronics could be huge potential in many applications. For example, like smartphones, pad, TV, and also like car and sports, fashion. And our mission is trying to, you know, build the new human machine interface technologies to improve the way people interact with and perceive the world. We believe that flexible electronics, and particularly the like flexible displays, could be very, very beneficial for people to get a better interaction with the electronics and also the our home appliance and everywhere.
So, okay, when you look at the future of human-machine interface, a lot of people say voice commands will be the mainstay. And how important a role is rollable or flexible display will be among either, you know, voice control, motion control, and other forms?
Well, voice recognition, face recognition, and also like touch screen displays, control, they're all very important for human-machine interface. And we believe the future of the information technologies will be mainly human-machine interface, artificial intelligence, and also the Internet of Things, the three major areas. And what you mentioned, like voice recognition, is definitely important for both the human-machine interface and the artificial intelligence. Flexible electronics actually it's a very, very new way for people to, you know, interact with the consumer information, electronics information. And flexible sensor is also important too. And when you change the way, you know, design the smartphones, the pad, the TV, you could get much more different experience compared to the traditional way we watch the smartphone or TV.
But, I mean, you know, in a matter of a few years, everyone was using the touchscreen. Do you see, you know, the same thing happening for flexible display, that it's going to be like so widespread, you're going to use it on, you know, billions of people going to use it, and you're going to see it everywhere?
Well, I do believe that flexible displays could be everywhere. It is so convenient and easy to use, and also it just provides more, you know, robust design possibilities for those consumer electronics designers. You know, you don't have to design a smartphone like a brick, traditional brick, and you could make the smartphone like this. It's bendable, it's rollable, and you can even like combine the watch and the phone to a single device, and then you can put it on the wrist. So this is totally different from what we see in today's design, right? So I believe that could be even more possibilities and potentials for the flexible displays and flexible sensors.
Do you feel rollable or flexible display and sensor type of products going to be like a transitional product? That means it's not going to be the ultimate way of how information are input into a computer or into your smart devices. You know, perhaps in the science fiction movies, when you have, you push a button and then you have this like transparent electronic screen, and then you can just do this. You know, do you feel like that's going to be the ultimate future?
No, I don't believe so. I think that this is two different ways for people to recognize the world. Actually, in one way, I think people need the touch feel to interact with the electronics information, and that's why like traditional smartphone is so popular today, especially smartphone based on the touch screens, because people need the sense, need the touch feel to get better interaction with the world. And 3D holography, or what you described in the air projection, that is another way for people to interact with the information, but it's not everything. It's part of the life, I think. They could be different applications, different scenarios, just like smartphones and the projector. They're used in different areas, different scenarios.
So you see, basically, it's going to be coexisting. Like, oh, there's different ways are, each way is suitable for a specific circumstance and condition, and then we're going to use all of them.
Yeah, both technologies could find their own respective applications, and they just provide different, user experience. I don't think they could fight. I mean, they just coexist in the world, and they both provide different experience for people to .
Okay, so now for flexible display, we have major electronics manufacturers such as LG, Samsung. They're all launching their new products. Just in terms of technology sophistication, where do you put yourself among all this, big manufacturers and other small tech companies like yours?
I think this is a very good question for startup company. It's always like a startup company that's challenged by the traditional big companies. How can you survive among such big competitors, right? I think as long as you can find the right direction, the right innovation, and at the right timing, you get great chance to survive and even to thrive, right? And I think what we focused on when we started the company is a very, very new area, which is even so new to those big companies, and they even don't care. And that's actually exactly how you start the company, right? And what we can do is find the right technologies and own the right IPs, patents to protect your own company, and then use that specific technology to grow the technologies and products, and sell the products to the world, and then let other people know your company could do this first, and even faster than other companies. And then I think that's a very, very common way for most startup company to survive. Well, eventually you could face a lot of competitors in the industry. That's very normal, I think. And I think every industry needs a lot of competition to expedite the innovation, to speed up the innovation. And that's how, the world progress, right?
Still, when you look at the product that LG has put onto their showroom at the CES, what do you think?
I think it's great. It's a fantastic experience. And we definitely believe that in the future there could be a lot more, exciting technologies and products in this area. And for us, we just need to, do better innovation at the right timing, on some specific products.
Are your products better, do you feel? Like, were you thinking in your mind that, mine is much better than LG's?
Well, we do a lot of things that are totally different from what we see in the market. For example, like this Flex phone, this is what we showed at the CES in Las Vegas this January. And we haven't seen any other product like this before. And we have some other products which are totally new too, like that 3D virtual mobile theater called the Royal Moon. That is a very unique design. It's a foldable design combining the noise-canceling headphone and very high-resolution display into a single device with a very unique operating system. So, and also we have some other products and the technologies you can see from our showroom, that like the smart lamp, the smart cup, and also like the flexible car dashboard. All of these products and the technologies are just based on our novel ideas, starting from the team, from our own technologies. And we believe as long as you can keep the innovation, you could always find room to grow.
Right, so that's my next question. You have all these different type of products which you launched recently. Are you seeing early signs that, you know, the market, the consumers are loving it, they're buying it? Like, do you have any, you know, numbers to share? Or just give us a sense. You know, your products are in the market. Is the market going to accept it? Because they're new, they're brand new, and they're unique. You haven't, you know, there's nothing like that in the market right now.
I can give you a good example, like at CES. You know, CES is a great place for most consumer electronics companies to show their technologies and products. And our first debut at CES, it's 2016, and when we showed the flexible electronics at the CES, we received a lot of attention from different areas, different industry, different companies. And then we went back to CES earlier this year with an even bigger booth in 2016, and it's totally crowded every day. And you could see so many people just looking forward to new technologies. And our products and on flexible electronics and on the 3D virtual mobile theater, we definitely, I think we're confident that we belong to that area.
So you feel like the sales will pick up, revenue will come in, consumers are going to buy your product. For example, like this one, it's your own patented product. You know, how do consumers feel about wearing a bracelet that can turn into a phone? You know, usually people have a bag, and then, you know, a phone isn't really such a big trouble to carry around. So just give us more sense of, you know, how do you project revenue or sales will be?
I think there's great potential for this new market. And what we need to do is just to, you know, keep innovation, keep developing great products for the consumers, and then let the users try our product and they get understand what we are doing. What internally, what we are trying to do is to solve the problem in the industry. And that's the way we innovate. As long as you can find problems, find questions, you got a chance to innovate.
Okay, so let me ask more specifically, which product specifically do you feel is going to provide the sales breakthrough for the company to support the $3 billion valuation?
Well, we are more like a technology platform. You know, we got the flexible electronics technologies, and we provide the solution and the technologies to different industry clients. Yes, and that's actually is what we do. Is like we provide a technology platform to support those different industry growth. And in the meantime, we also have the B2C. Consumer products like this 3D virtual mobile theater, and that product was sold by our own company and online and offline. So currently we have both B2B and B2C business to support the company growth. And in the near future, we'll still keep the way.
Can you share your revenue targets?
Well, that's a good question. We'll figure out today. I will figure out this year.
Okay. So now, what other exciting products and technology are in your pipeline?
There's still a lot of things we could do for the flexible electronics. And what we can see in the showroom today, I think it's only a small part of the innovation on the consumer electronics, sports and fashion, architecture design, smart home appliance, and also the vehicle and flight applications. There's still a lot of things we could do in these different areas, and maybe even more applications, potential applications in the future.
Now, what's your vision for the company in 5 years' time? How big the company will be, and how successful they will be? Will you, be making a profit soon?
Well, what we really care is what we can do for the world, what we can do for the industry. And our mission is very, very clear. We want to find the best solution, use our own technology innovation to improve the way people interact with the world. And we just keep this mission in mind and keep working on the products and on the market. We'll see how big we'll be.
Okay, so now hardware. No, so your products are mostly embedded into hardware, smart hardware, or Internet of Things. And this sector, there hasn't really been a successful company yet. And the business is a tough business because in Shenzhen, as you know, a lot of people in the manufacturing business are coming out from the manufacturing business and going into investing or whatever. So do you feel like you're in the right industry in the right time?
Well, for hardware electronics, not today, it's a perspective on hardware electronics. It's already changed, I think. Hardware is not only hardware. You got to combine a software, hardware, and even internet, everything into the business together. So for us, I think we're doing all of those different areas together now. We have the software team, we have the hardware team, we even have the internet application team. So we need to combine everything together. We also need to have our own manufacturing facility to support the hardware electronics growth. And that is the way, for all of the hardware growth. So we have to do that. We believe that that is really important in the industry, and it's even a infrastructure to a whole industry, to the whole business. So we have to do that. I think it's the right timing to do so.
So even suppose you can make a profit, the profit margin, as we know in manufacturing, in this type of lower stream industry value chain, is very low. How would you imagine if one day you do become profitable, what would the margin be? 5%. Some of the margins are really thin in this industry right now.
Well, manufacturing is not easy thing, but it doesn't mean that you don't have any margin to stay in this industry. It all depends on how you work on the products, how you work on the technology, and also which industry you are in. The key thing is whether you have the IP, you have the key core technologies in the industry or not. If you have the innovation, you have the key IPs, I think you always find a margin to grow.
Okay, now I'm just going to ask you a couple of really quick personal questions. It's for fun, so just quick, crisp answers will do. Okay, just like one sentence. What's your childhood like?
Well, a lot of fun, work and the play. That's it.
What's your parents' influence on you, the most significant influence?
I think it's personality. They always work hard, and they're kind of people. They're nice people. And they always told us to, treat other people nice and love the world.
Who is the entrepreneur, technology entrepreneur, that you admire the most?
Well, I think there are a lot of people they have with different great characteristics. Well, I think Steve Jobs has great product spirit, and Elon Musk has great innovation spirit. Different people have different, you know, spirits. And what we need to do is just, you know, learn from those great people and then combine your own genes, DNAs, and grow yourself.
Which technology company do you admire the most?
Well, I think it's not only one. There are a lot. Well, it's really hard to tell one or two. I think there are many, many great companies in the world and in different industries. In Silicon Valley, in Shenzhen, there are always great companies, you know.
Okay, just give us an example.
Well, I think like Apple, Google, Oracle, Intel, you know, IBM, Tencent, Alibaba, they're all great companies, right?
Okay, so one technology that you really wish that would become reality, sort of like, you know, deep tech, black tech type of technology that you want to become reality, is it flying cars? Is it human-machine connector, you know, like a plug onto your brain?
I think flexible electronics is a... Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill, for your time.
Yeah, thank you.